Hey Matt, welcome to episode one.
Hey.
Not episode zero or two.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, wait.
What?
The first thing I have to do is take my shoes off.
We have to take our shoes off because I have one of these cheap Bunnings parquetry floors. So it's not really parquetry, is it?
It's not parquetry.
Well.
Isn't parquetry the crisscrossy stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Not herringbone.
Well, that's why I said cheap Bunnings.
Well, it's just a floating wooden floor. It's not cheap either.
Is it floating?
Yeah, that's what a floating... Isn't that what a floating floor is?
I don't know.
Yeah, floating floor is just like the wooden veneer floorboards
that I have a floating floor.
Yeah, that go over the top of the what was there before.
But I like that it's floating. I think you're missing my joy.
Sorry, dude. Okay.
So because I have one of these non-parquetry floating floors.
And not cheap. And almost certainly not from Bunnings.
No, it's definitely from Bunnings.
I've taken my shoes off and then I've taken my feet off the ground anyway, so what does it matter?
Oh. Well, we're taking our shoes off so that we don't go...
Yeah, apparently I have an annoying habit of tapping my feet and, in fact, anything else. I was at the same time as we were recording before.
Really annoying.
Well, when you do it that much.
I'll never get tired. I'm tired.
Sound like a Ricky Rocket drum solo. What with it being not perfectly...
Oh. I really want to defend him. But it's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Love him.
Yeah.
Poison. The band, not the song.
Different. Mm. Very good. So who would have thought we would get this far?
Episode one.
I'm just going to turn the backup audio on.
Okay. That's probably wise.
Gosh. Just bear with me while I...
Without even meaning to, I'm tapping on the floor.
Yeah, yeah, it happens.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, I need a fidget spinner for these things.
For your feet?
But just to be doing something. Because when we spoke before and I was tapping my feet, then I stopped. And then at the same, like literally within a couple of seconds, I was tapping a pen on the bench. I need a... I don't have one.
What
I need
to get one. What do you think that says about you?
What, that I fidget all the time?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Other than just that you fidget.
Nervous energy?
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm just going to get stuff out there.
Okay. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Okay, that's got to stop. I need
You're
a
like
pillow
a
for my feet.
You're like a human Bambi thumper character.
This is, I don't have a fidget spinner. This is going to have to do. It's rubbish.
It's effective. Your feet aren't tapping.
What is this thing?
I'm not quite sure. I think it's maybe...
Looks Jewish.
Oh, how can you tell?
Dreidel, 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 I made you out of wood. Dreidel, 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 with dreidel I will.
I don't know what you're on about, but I like it.
Thanks.
It's a beautiful song.
You know what a dreidel is?
By the way, I don't think that should be the song from this episode.
All right. What is this collection of things?
Oh, this is my meditation corner.
Is it truly?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well,
it's not. Well, I just mean like this part of the house where we are right now. This is my meditation seat, and this is my little meditation lamp.
Trueness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you've got your little, you've got your wooden fidget spinner.
Well, that was a gift.
Okay. Doesn't change the fact that it's a wooden fidget spinner. It doesn't work.
I've considered using it occasionally as for visual effect, but I don't need to save the table. So what I make, of course. I'm not used to this being a podcast concept where I've just said, for visual effect, and then done something that nobody can see.
Yeah.
So what I just did for people who might be listening is I took my coffee mug, which doesn't have coffee in it, which just has tea, and I put it on top of this wooden snowflakey-looking thing. So this would be, what do they call these things?
A coaster.
Yep, excellent. But because I have an IKEA table that nothing... damages.
Do you know, you said IKEA, but my brain heard IQ of.
I have an IQ of table.
Well, I thought I was waiting for the next word to be. Like
it's so below the
107
chart.
107 or
yeah, no,
failed.
So below the chart
word.
That it's like not even on a table.
Okay. Table, 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 I made you out of wood. It all works, man.
Oh,
my end is my beginning.
What is that song from?
It's a traditional Jewish children's song about a dreidel, which is the wooden... top. It's a spinning top.
Oh, right.
It's got a little, like a, almost like a handle, and you just twirl it with the thing. But it's
wow.
And it's not round. It's square. I think it's actually square. Huh. Right. There you go.
Good story.
Cool story, Hansel. Thanks, man. How often do you meditate?
Every day.
True.
Yep.
This is why you're always so calm and centered.
Not.
And goop-like.
Goop-like.
Yep.
You really love that website, don't you?
Gwyneth Paltrow's website, goop.com. You should go and look at it. You should buy something from it. You should buy yourself some jade eggs to stick up your... Yep.
What's... I don't understand. What do they do?
They're for ladies.
Oh, ooh, ladies. Right.
Yeah, they balance your chi.
Right.
There was clearly something more going there. I don't know. I want to say something about pelvic floor. I'm sure that it must strengthen your pelvic floor.
Well, if you've got to carry around a bunch of jade eggs.
It's a bunch of them. I don't think it's a dozen. I don't think Gwyneth Paltrow is part precious gem chicken.
Laying jade eggs.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a Jack and the Beanstalk. Adult Jack and the Beanstalk. Concept.
It is very much like that. Anyway, you were quite taken with Goop. You think that Gwyneth Paltrow is the new messiah or something like that.
No, I think
she's just a very silly girl.
Really? Okay. No, I just... The articles that you sent me, I think there were two, both with quite a satirical edge in the writing.
Yeah, how rude of the writer to think that it was completely okay for Gwyneth Paltrow to have a website that sells $20,000 gold vibrators.
I think it's completely okay for her to have a website that does that.
Do you know that act that I've you're right. That is okay. But having a convention where tickets cost between $500 and $1,500 where people can take a photograph of your aura is not.
Why not?
This could go on for some time, this silence. I shouldn't have to explain that to you, and you shouldn't need me to.
Well, no, I think there's probably...
What about grounding slippers?
I guess he's my vibe on the whole conference type thing. Mm. And certainly anything that's endorsed by a celebrity, I kind of don't think they necessarily really live in the real world that the rest of us do. You know, like the idea that if you're a celebrity. Now, I realise that Gwyneth Paltrow is an actress and that's what she does in her job.
And obviously. Good.
And good actress, yeah.
Pepper
really.
Potts.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in that respect, she goes to work like we go and sing songs. But in the rest of our life, we do our other thing. Like we do other things like sit around and talk crap.
Yes.
And so...
Build a parallel between her career, our career, her extraneous activities and ours.
Well, I'm just saying that I think the difference is that there's this celebrity aspect of people who have a lot of money. I don't think you or I have a lot of money, so I don't think we're comparable to the Gwyneth Paltrow / whoever else has funky websites that sells.
No, if I bought probably 6 gold vibrators, I'd probably be struggling for just some extra golf money. Is that what it's called?
I assume so.
Yeah.
Yes. Well...
maybe 7. I could probably.
But I'm just thinking. I'm just kind of saying. Like, what interests me about that is we've got these people who kind of live in a bit of a wacky world compared to the rest of us. Mm. They're not necessarily worried about, you know, when they're paying, how they're going to pay their next phone bill, or anything like that. They've got that shit covered.
Yeah.
Like, literally, and so then they come up with these. They've got these businesses, these websites that you know. Are equally as eccentric as the life that they live. I think.
All right.
I mean, I don't mean to be, it sounds like I'm playing a kind of devil's advocate.
I hope you are.
Right, but I...
I bloody hope you are. Having said that, if I could watch Gwyneth Paltrow consciously uncouple from her jade eggs, I'd be okay with that.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure there's a video somewhere on it. Well, I think we could probably talk about this for a lot longer and probably will in subsequent conversations.
All right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't, because I don't think she's going anywhere.
No,
or her group.
And I'm going to stand on the side of defending people who are into the goopy type things, and you can stand on the persecutors, and then and we'll continue the conversations as time goes by, and we'll see.
All right.
This is basically, this is like, you know, Liberal versus Labour. Well, I'm sure we agree on lots of the same things, but we'll just argue anyway because that's the point.
All right. All right, let's move on. I don't even remember how we got on to...
My meditation corner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I love that.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
It's really impressive. It's
lots to
how
fix.
How long? How long? Oh, dude.
Twice a day for about 20 minutes.
Twice a day?
Sometimes I have to, like, sneak off and go and sit in the car to do it.
Get out.
Well,
is that where you sometimes disappear to?
Yeah.
Get out.
Well, I have to. You can't just sit in a gig and do it. People think you're weird.
Wow.
Actually, people think you're weird when you're just in the car doing it too, but it's okay.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, this is... Okay, I want to explore that later as well. Okay. I just need to start making notes.
We do. Well... Part of the whole idea, obviously, is for doing this podcast is the fact that we've been pretty much best mates for 15 years and there's still all this stuff we don't know about each other.
Yeah.
So this is cool. So what I thought we would do is ask each other some questions in these preliminary episodes to kind of find out whether we still want to be friends.
All right.
Because it's that thing, isn't it, with people that, you know, it's like the more you find out about them, the less you kind of really feel like you want to know more about them. It's like, actually, I really like you. Not this is not me talking to you specifically, but I really like you. I like knowing not a lot about you. And we'll just keep it that way. We'll just stay friends. And then
True.
I think there are people in your life where you go, because that's how friends become not friends.
Name three.
Name three, right, not here friends. Right now.
Name three people who you know enough about.
Who I know enough about.
Yeah, as of this point.
Ooh.
Or don't.
Here's my answer, right? I don't know that I know enough about people yet.
Oh, dude.
Because it's that thing that happens where you go, everything's going well, we're getting to know each other, blah, 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 and now suddenly I know a bit too much.
That happened recently to me.
Did it?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I'll tell you who later.
Okay. Right.
Yep.
Is this going to be like the Easter egg portion of the podcast where if you like tap on the iPhone just the right way, you'll get to find out all the secret bits?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. It's probably not.
just before we started, you went to the bathroom to make sure that you were free and clear and ready to move forward with the next phase of our lives together.
Right.
And you started laughing to yourself.
While I was in the bathroom.
Now, is this
something... Don't you ever laugh to yourself when you pull your pants down in the bathroom?
No!
You
funnily
don't?
Enough.
God,
no,
I
don't. I
do.
Step back in wonder.
Oh, well, I step forth. We'll get to why I laughed in a minute. So what I thought we'd do in these first few episodes, at least while we're kind of getting to know each other a bit better.
Getting to know you!
is What's ask each other some... My Fair Lady? Is it?
No, it's not, because I just saw it.
Ah.
Not that long ago.
Well, I don't know then.
A couple of months ago. I just saw it a couple of months ago.
Are you one of those people that says that, so the other day, and then when someone was there with you when it happened, and they say, that was about 6 months ago. So, yeah. Well, it was kind of the other day. Compared to...
Yeah. I'm not good with chronology. Because I've moved around so many different cities and...
When was the first time you realised this?
States and countries. It might have been 3 weeks ago or it might have been 10 years ago. No, I judge much of my chronological standpoint from where I was living.
Oh, yeah.
That's my... That's the way I work out how long ago something was.
Right.
Yeah. Which is why I was surprised that you just said 15 years that we've been friends.
So, for you, that's only really been three houses ago. Because where you are now.
Three houses ago.
And then we lived together. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I've lived in lots of places the last 15 years.
Hasn't been that many, has it?
I have lived in almost as many houses as years I've been on this planet.
No.
Yeah. It was only last year that I overtook the amount of houses I lived in years.
Really?
Yep.
22 houses.
I know. Who would have thought?
Wow.
I was that young. Anyway, let's ask some questions.
Oh, goodness.
All right. So I prepared some. Here's something I prepared earlier.
But this is not the one you were laughing about in the toilet.
So basically what I've done is I prepared a few. I did my homework in the sense of I prepared enough questions for two episodes.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I was going to ask you.
I think I did too, and I've only prepared two.
Ah, right. Well, I'm expecting you to be sharp and succinct in your answers.
No, I'm expecting you to be quite verbose.
Yes, well, there we go. So what I was going to ask you this series of questions in the second...
Serious questions.
This series of serious questions.
Yes. Can I get Siri to answer them?
You can. No, you can't because you're using your phone to record the audio. Ah, well, yeah. That's okay. We'll work it out.
Now when I'm driving, of course I don't use my phone.
Of course.
Because aside from... No.
Never.
Not... Because I've moved up in the world and I've now got functioning Bluetooth.
Can I interject with an exciting piece of
information? What are you inserting? Yes.
So, you know how I got a red light camera phone?
Mm.
I went to
log
on.
A couple of months ago, wasn't it?
I went to log on to see if I could see the picture of me breaking.
I can tell you the address off the top of my head. Yeah, go on.
And I don't know what you mean by that.
I mean, I've been to that page a lot of times.
Okay. And then it said that this infringement no longer exists. So I think maybe it was one of those ones that was wrapped up in the, you know, virus conspiracy. That's my new band name. The virus conspiracy.
That's good.
Yeah, so you know how...
Yeah. Great.
So currently, when I log in to see the thing, it says my phone doesn't exist.
Great.
But I haven't had a piece of paper in the mail yet saying, confirming your phone no longer exists. So that would be exciting.
That'd be great.
Yeah. I'm currently excited for something I'm not sure has happened.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Which is pretty much most of the things that I'm ever excited about.
I remember asking you if you were excited about your upcoming overseas bike trip.
You remember that? Where were you living at the time?
And you said to me that you don't get excited about stuff.
Well, I think I just confirmed it in my last statement. I was excited about something I'm not sure was going to happen, but I was pretty sure I was going to get on that bike trip.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I start asking you some questions?
Dude, go nuts.
So I'm going to ask you this series of questions from a future episode I was going to use, and because of what happened when I just went to the bathroom.
And then we'll come back to my Bluetooth story.
Okay. No, we won't. No one cares about that.
Get on with it.
Okay. First question. Do you enjoy listening to audiobooks?
Was that the whole question?
Well, I'm going to say, well, why? So I figured, do you enjoy listening to audiobooks? Is it a yes or no answer?
Yes.
Why?
Is that so you didn't have to say, and if so, why? So it didn't feel like you were just reading off a piece of paper?
No, I was just reading off a piece of paper.
I know, but do you enjoy listening to audiobooks? yeah, I do. Because I drive so much. I drive, I reckon, upwards of 30,000 kilometres a year. So pretty well 40, 45 minutes to and from each gig. And that's, you know, 6 days a week, or 5-6 days a week. And I can't listen to music. I can't keep listening to music. My ears are musicked out.
Do you get that? This is not one of the questions, but do you get that question all the time at gigs? What music do you listen to? It's like, I don't listen to
Well, that's
to much.
Why this answer well sound pre-prepared.
What's your favourite song to sing? I don't have one.
I say that I've got a top 10, and I don't actually have a top 10, but I've got favourites to sing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of them we did.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, great. We don't have to
for this, again. I mean, one of them we did for this. Shut up. So mostly I can't listen to too much more music because I find... There was a so early in my music career, I would not in the very first stages because I was still learning to be a musician, but then after those first stages, then I found that I would listen to everything I listened to, I would listen to critically. Mm. So it was tearing it apart, trying to work out how it was written, but also how it sounded and what I liked and what I didn't like about it from a critical standpoint. And then I found that really affected my enjoyment of music, so because I was listening to it, always trying to get at the seams and pluck it apart. And then sort of as I got older as a muso, I discovered that I could go back to listening to music for pleasure. And now that I do 9 gigs a week, yeah. I don't. It's why I haven't written a song for 2 years. I find it really hard to be inspired to write because I'm tired of listening to endless series of notes. So I listen to audiobooks and podcasts. I listen to endless podcasts. I mean, that's part of the reason why I'm excited about doing this.
Yeah, cool.
So, not that I'm sure I would like everything I've ever recorded. I've never, any of the albums I've recorded, I've never listened to the whole way through.
Again.
Since
you did them.
Never.
Yeah, right.
So, because it's done and then I move on. So I suspect I may not ever listen to these episodes again.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Unless I need to refer back to something you've said so I can trap you.
It's probably best we don't listen back.
Okay.
Although, people who are listening now, please listen. Continue to listen.
Continue to listen
because forever. There is another question for you, Matthew Bradshaw.
All right.
Do you sunbathe or just spend time out in the sun for fun?
I do both those things.
Do you do?
Right. I'm a massive
sunbather.
Big sun baby. Love it.
Yeah, right.
Love it. And sunscreen can go jump. That's not
sensible advice.
Anyway.
Huh? No one uses it right anyway. If you read the instructions on sunscreen.
As like, you put it on 20 minutes before you go out and then reapply every 2 hours.
There's no way
something.
It can work.
Huh?
I mean, it doesn't work. It's big.
Use your words.
I can't use the words. It's like if you actually read the instructions on a sunscreen bottle.
Mm-hmm. Right? Were they the ones I just said?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that how they go?
All of that stuff. It's like, and then reapply every blah, 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 yeah. And then blah, blah, blah. It just goes like that. I mean, that's why people still get sunburned, even though they put sunscreen on.
Sure.
And then it says, it's kind of water resistant, but you've got to put it on 2 hours beforehand and it's only resistant for 20 minutes. And it's like what? Just do what people in the Middle East do and just wear clothes out the sun if you don't want to get sunburned. That's what I reckon.
I love it. Not being sunburned.
No.
I get sunburned more than I used to.
Okay.
But I...
What do you think that is?
I think it's getting older.
Yeah, right.
Well, I think so.
Yeah.
But also, the sun is closer.
No, it's not.
I'm taller.
Oh, it's not true either.
The sun is burnier.
The sun is burnier.
Yeah, yeah.
So
the sun is massively burnier.
Issues with the ozone layer, et cetera, particularly over Australia.
Particularly over Australia.
Okay, cool. Mm. All right, I like that answer.
Thanks, man.
Third question.
I didn't know the questions were going to be like this.
Well, that was the point, though. I'm going to ask you some questions in this podcast.
Okay.
That's all you knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
You didn't know it was going to be like a serious interview. Like a serious interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So we don't want to waste any more time. Number three. If wind farms harm birds, should they still be built?
Oh, dude.
I know.
Dude.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about the birds. I love the birds.
Mm.
I would love to have a bird bath at my house, but I've got a cat, so I can't.
Oh, right.
Because she would just...
She doesn't go outside.
She does. She loves outside.
She really?
Yeah, for short bursts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, just long enough to have a bird bath.
Yeah,
she wouldn't go in it, though.
No.
She'd be like, oh, disgusting, it's a bird bath. Well, no, your cat.
She'd just think it was like a sizzler out in the backyard.
Love it.
Yeah.
I used to love sizzler.
Never been.
Actually, I don't think I really love sizzler. I loved, because here's what they did. They did this kind of cheese on toast bread. It's like really nice, thick, white bread with melted cheese.
But the textbook definition of non-delicious fillers. Well, no, not delicious, just fillers.
Thoroughly delicious, though.
Yeah, thoroughly delicious fillers. Yeah, yeah. But here, have as much cheese bread as you like, and then, please, all you can eat, which is this much.
Ingenious.
Because you're full of bread. Do you eat bread anymore?
No.
At all?
Very rarely.
It's good though, isn't it?
So good.
Yeah. I love bread. I've got a bread maker.
If wind farms harm birds, should they still be made?
I should have been a politician. And you should have been a journalist.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, back on track.
Arguably, we both are.
I don't honestly know the sorts of numbers we're talking about, the advantage versus the disadvantage.
Yeah.
So I hate the idea that any sort of forward capitalist progression affects the environment.
The
stuff around us. The floor, ground, and the air, sky. Because environment's hard to say. No, it's not. It's easy when you try. So I don't.
Well, it's one of those kind of redundant questions, isn't it? Because, like,
redundant, why did you ask it?
Well,
of me.
No, it's the conversation starter question. It's that kind of question where you go, well, that would suck, but you know, if that nuclear power plant's probably going to kill some birds too. So which bird killing scenario would we rather have?
Mm.
Yeah. Because we want to get power somehow. So how are we going to get power? We're going to get wind power that chops up birds as they fly past, or are we going to poison the environment with nuclear waste for how long, or, you know, coal powered or whatever?
Do they really kill birds? Because birds are pretty clever.
They're pretty quick.
And, like, they've got their stuff they use to fly around with. Well, I don't mean wings.
You mean their thermal stuff?
I meant their bird sonar, so they know where they are.
Birds have sonar? I thought that was bats. This is fascinating.
We're learning so much.
Did I just learn something about birds that isn't true?
You definitely learned an alternate fact about birds. That's the
best. Oh my gosh.
How do birds know where they are?
They've got eyes.
That's not what they use though. They can't be that quick with their eyes.
Why not?
And their eyes are this way.
Yeah.
Not snails. You know, sideways eyes, unless they're owls. That's right, owls. There's no L in the word owl.
They've got sideways heads.
I love owls.
They're great.
They are the best.
Yep. They are terrible at avoiding cars, though.
Are they?
Yeah, they get hit by cars all the time.
Owls?
Yeah. Because they're often flying really low to the ground.
Okay. I felt like there was a punchline.
No punchline. No, I just, you know, I grew up out in the country. And
I thought you were going to say that's why they were called owls.
Oh, poor things.
I know, poor things.
Yeah, owl.
Oh, God. I hit a possum not long ago.
Well, that's another thing. Should we have overhead power lines in Australia because possums constantly kill themselves, electrocute themselves on power lines? You ever seen that?
No, dude. No! No! Sorry,
that was a visual joke.
That's not a true thing.
Yeah. Possums everywhere because they do that thing where they have one, their tail hooks around one thing.
But aren't power lines insulated?
Not in all parts. Not right where the bits are.
Yeah. And that's where they go.
Yeah. And they go, so they're holding on with their tail to one thing and then they arc across.
When don't!
They touch it. Yeah.
Shut up!
It's true. Do we have to now classify this as a M15 plus podcast because we're talking about the death of animals?
Oh, dude!
I know. Now, do you want the next question?
Say yes. No, I want the figures on how many birds actually get killed. I like who? Because you can't trust anything anyone says. Oh, wow.
Whoa.
I know, but you can't.
This is episode one.
Because everyone's got divulgence. An agenda. Everyone has an agenda.
Yeah, true.
And with everyone's own... Even with an individual's own truth.
I just had a vision.
Really, Mariah? What was that of?
Love. It was all you gave me.
No, you have got me feeling emotions. Might have to go to the bathroom.
I'll be there.
Good.
Good one. God, Mariah Carey puns.
All I want for Christmas is urine.
I'm moving on.
Okay.
So right. So I'm going to preface this with my strange imagination.
You've moved on to the next question?
No, not yet.
Okay, right.
But
good. Strangely, I want these figures.
Strangely
before the end of the episode.
To your vision of urine, though.
All right.
So, like I said, I grew up in the country, and so quite often what would happen would be driving home at dusk, and the rabbits would be just running across the road, you know, kind of, I think they run, rabbit, run. They'd be running across the road. I'd be like, can't they see there is a car coming? Why are they doing this? And then I worked out that they must be having rabbit bets on the side of the road. Like, I bet you 5 blades of grass, you can't get to the other side of the road without getting hit by a car. And they'd be like, they'd do that thing like kids in the schoolyard with a skipping rope. They'd get ready. 1, 2, like across the road. And
double hutch.
Oh, nice.
Thanks, man.
Really good.
Thank you. Wow. That's solid work. Thank you, and we'll
so
go.
Then, so I'm wondering if that many birds really do get killed by, you know, wind farms, or whether they just gang together, right? Because they don't want wind farms. They're like, okay, it's kind of like, bird suicide bombers.
You are a piece of work.
Like the rabbits. Like, what's their agenda? Everything's got an agenda.
I don't know enough bird names to be able to create a kamikaze bird pun.
We'll be back to you in episode 2.
Okay, great.
Kamikaze
thanks.
Bird puns.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
So now after all that hilarity, do you want to hear the next question?
All right, dude. Okay.
This is why I laughed.
All right.
Because I wrote this question down before you came here today, and then I went to the bathroom, and now I already know the answer. Do you put this toilet seat down? The answer is no. You do not put the toilet seat down, Matt Bradshaw.
How do you know?
Because I went into my toilet after you did.
Yeah.
And my toilet seat is always down.
Yeah, right.
And you didn't put it down. Which is also a testament to your engineering brilliance, because my toilet seat just falls down randomly. So.
And it didn't while I was there.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. I misheard the question initially.
What did you hear?
I heard, do you put the toilet seat up? That's actually what I heard. Yeah. That's why I laugh, because I thought, oh, poor Tom, he's gone to the bathroom after me and I've pissed all over the seat. okay. Yeah, I put the toilet seat
You might have pissed all over the seat, but it would be weird.
Well, that's why I put it up afterwards. Yeah. It's too hard to wipe it off. Wipe it off.
I think I always used to leave it up. In my very first living out-of-home experiences, I lived with 3 women.
Mm.
And it very quickly used to freak me out, because one of them, I felt like she used to leave the toilet seat up. And she's definitely a woman.
Yeah.
But I think...
Oh, we've all seen some stuff.
No, I think maybe that had got to do with the fact that we were all 19 years old and usually hungover, and the reason why the toilet seat was up is that she was maybe had a big...
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown.
I like that
can't
version.
Wait.
Yeah.
Thanks. With the Tom Waits version of Castle on the
Hill. I'm only halfway through my questions for you.
Well, we could probably save some.
No, this is fun.
Oh, dude, all right then.
Yeah. We've got...
Are you suggesting that I'm not going to get to ask you any questions? I mean, I've asked you a lot of questions, but any pre-prepared questions?
Well,
my questions are likely to be more off the cuff, I'm afraid.
That's okay.
Yeah.
These are off the cuff when I wrote them
Can
down.
I ask you one?
What, now?
Yeah, is that all right? Would that interrupt your flow, so to speak?
Yeah, it would, but I don't mind.
Well,
I mean...
Have your questions got a trajectory, much like those birds?
Well, they've got a flow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I already did that one.
Yeah.
Weren't you listening?
Well, I was...
You think about the next fellow's
interview. That was a toilet joke as well.
Yeah.
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 About the flow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we both made separate flow jokes.
Yes.
That we didn't recognise or acknowledge. Anyway...
Mine relates to yours.
Okay.
Do you still spit white?
Yes. Yes.
Not at home.
Well, I've got...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Are they environmentally friendly?
I don't know if they're friendly.
No. Do you want to explain to everyone what they are? And then I'll explain what a spit wipe is. I probably won't need to. I had this conversation with a friend of mine, a female friend of mine, just the other day, and she's well on board.
About spit wiping?
Absolutely.
Damn straight.
100%.
Yeah, you've got to be clean.
Got to be clean,
dude. Got to be clean.
Does that mean you check?
Well, yeah. With other toilet paper.
Yeah.
I mean, you wipe until you're clean, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think some people do.
I definitely know people don't do that.
Oh, no, is this a bad experience?
Well, it wasn't bad, it was just an experience. What?
Yeah, no, I'm sure it was.
My experience is that even grown-ups and some people that I have been intimate with still have marks on their underwear from not cleaning themselves properly afterwards.
It's not good enough.
It's not good enough, no. That's why spit wipe / whatever those things are, those...
Flushable wipes.
Flushable, what are those other wipes, those medicated ones you get for wiping kids' faces?
Like wet ones.
Yeah.
But other brands are available. Other brands of flushable face wipes
could
are available.
Could it be our first sponsor?
Wet ones. Good.
I like it.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I'm clean.
Me too, dude.
Yeah.
How could you not?
I know.
Okay.
Well, given everyone's turned off by now.
Nah, some people are turned on, dude.
Do you want some more questions?
All right.
This is a serious one. Actually, it might not be, depending on how you feel about it. What lesson of love took you the longest to learn? I realise I read that as if it was a Trivial Pursuit question.
Is this for a piece of pie?
Yeah. To the nearest 10,000.
How dare you?
What lesson of love?
Oh, sorry, I've misunderstood entirely.
Yeah, what lesson of love took you the longest to learn? We can come back to it if you like. Back next week with answers to this week's questions.
Oh, wow. I've got a lyric in a song about starting out in a new relationship. And the lyric that relates to it is looking forward to the next disappointment.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, cool. It's beautiful.
I've got a whole song with the lyric. The lyric in the chorus is, I will disappoint you.
Oh.
And then finishes
with... Well, aren't we a barrel of laughs?
You will disappoint me too.
Oh, no, dude.
Yeah, I've not recorded that. Question 7.
Is that it? Have we moved on?
Oh.
Did you think that was my answer?
Was that your answer?
These are rapid fire, aren't they? You're into it.
They're rapid fire, but they're not really rapid answer.
Why are you always on about rabbits? What's wrong with you?
Well, I live in the country. 120 kilometres from where you live.
Yep.
That's a long way.
It is a long way.
Like, in other parts of the world, that's other countries away. In Australia, it's not.
Yeah, it's,
I mean, you can't. I mean, if you left Australia with 120 kilometres in any direction, you wouldn't be in another country yet.
Hmm.
Would you?
No.
What about north? What about, like, from the, you know, northern bits of Australia, how far to Timor and stuff like that?
Further than 120.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Do you not get to answer any of these questions of your own as part of a greater conversation because you already knew what the questions were? Because these are questions without notice.
As in you would like me to answer these questions?
Well, some of them, yeah.
All right, you can... There's no rules. This is not a podcast with rules.
No?
No.
Good.
Yeah, you can ask me the same kind of thing.
I want to know. I want to know your answer to that one.
What lesson of love took me the longest to learn? Took a while. I think probably it would be that your partner doesn't want you to fix everything. Like sometimes when shit goes down, like they don't want you to fix it. They just want you to kind of be there and go, hey, shit's gone down. And you go, yeah, shit's gone down. They don't want you to say, what can I do to help?
That's the male-female human condition, though, isn't it?
I don't know.
Well, that men want to fix things. I know I'm doing that binary relationship thing, but that's an old trope, surely.
I don't know. I mean, that is definitely common. That's obviously, you know, that's how I've behaved before. But I mean, that's how my mum was with me too. Like when I was
right,
my mum wanted to fix whatever was wrong.
Okay. Yeah,
so I think it's just when you care about someone. I think more along the lines of when it comes to relationship stuff, it's like that question of how, you know, what can I, how can I fix this is about, I don't want to see you hurting, so I want to do something to help. Or it's about, I don't want to feel uncomfortable because you're upset, so I want to be able to do something. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah,
so
think of
like, I want to be occupied with trying to fix something so that I don't have to feel my own version of, you know, pain and hurt over whatever this thing is.
Yeah, okay. Wow, okay.
I'm sure there's a lot more to it. But I think for me it took me a long time to realise that. Like, it's my job in this scenario is not to get the metaphorical love screwdriver out and fix the problem. It's just to kind
of... It's to get the metaphorical ear trumpet out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And often it's just like, look, just leave it alone. That's what you got to do. But
do you give advice to people?
Whether they like it or not?
No, it's not.
I find it hilarious how often people ask me for relationship advice, particularly given how single I am.
Like, oh God!
I've got this problem with my partner. It's like, sure. Do you want advice? I don't know. I think that's kind of funny.
People view you as being sensitive and emotionally intelligent. That's why they ask for your advice, and that's completely extraneous to whether or not you're in a relationship at any given point in time.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, look, you know, people go to a doctor and they don't necessarily ask for their doctor's blood results before they get their own blood results. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. It's like,
yeah, it is.
There's that line in Good Will Hunting, isn't it? That
probably.
The Robin Williams character, and he's the counsellor.
Yeah.
And he says, "I teach this shit. I didn't say I know how to do it." So people ask.
Hmm.
I kind of feel weird about. I think in that scenario...
Do you give advice, though, or do you kind of...
Well, I've learned very much, within the answer to the other question, I've learned very much to kind of just kind of get them talking to around it until they kind of come up with their version of what they think they want to do. Because often it's like they don't really want your advice. They say, oh, you know, can I ask you advice about something? And then they really know what the answer is themselves.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
It's only really when they come to an answer that I go... I don't think that's going to be good for you. So I might step in.
Mm.
I think.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure. Another question. What's the worst or best travel experience you've ever had?
Oh.
I know.
Okay, so two things just popped into my head. And the first one was the worst one, which was when I was in Europe. I had a car accident.
Amalfi Coast?
Amalfi Coast.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, not a bad one, but...
people in the car with you?
Yeah. and so they had a lot of things counting against us. It was trying to get to this particular place on time to be able to pick up a key in order for us to go to the apartment that we were supposed to be staying in that night, and, you know, time was against us big time, and it was ridiculous traffic and all that sort of stuff, but... You know, I so often in my life, I either by default or design, I get cast in the role of the, not the leader, but the leader.
Yeah.
Anyway, explore that later. So very much feeling the pressure of just needing to get where we needed to be, and certainly surrounded by people saying it's fine, it's okay, we'll work something else out if this doesn't work out. And me thinking, no, this has to work out because it's nearly dark and this is where we have to be.
Yeah.
And we're in a foreign country, we're in Italy, and I don't actually speak any Italian, and I'm driving on the other side of the road, and then there was just this little bit of jutting curb, which we hit and blew a tire.
Yeah.
And
That road.
It was traumatic.
I know what it's like.
It was traumatic for everyone. And I had a minor meltdown's not the right thing. But where I thought, and I actually said, and I don't think I've ever done this before, but out loud I said, fuck, what are we going to do? Like, what are we going to do? Because I needed to be I felt like I needed to be one with the fix it all answer. Yeah. Like, for a start, I'd let everyone down by not getting us to where we needed to be on time.
Yeah.
Which, of course, it turned out we didn't have to be. Like, we got to the place way later than we were supposed to be. And it was all fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no one was very happy with me.
Because you were somewhere dark?
Yeah. Well, because it had happened and, you know, people saying, just chill or something bad's going to happen.
Right.
Like, no, nothing bad's going to happen, all right?
Bang.
So let me deal with this. Yeah, bang, exactly. Yeah. But, yeah, just, okay, so I need to be the one with all the answers. Fuck, I don't have any answers. And I needed just a couple of minutes just to... Okay, well, it's the same as anything else. Change the tyre, we'll get back on the road, it'll all be fine. But in that...
Yeah, that's bigger.
That probably... And I've travelled a lot. That's probably the single... Well, that's the first thing that popped in my head when you said best and worst experience. Yeah, and it still stays with me. And whenever I see the Amalfi Coast, that's the first thing I think of.
Oh, wow.
And when anyone says to me, oh, Positano, it's so beautiful, I think, you know, I had a fucking car accident there. And looked like a dick in front of all my friends.
Yeah, right.
And it's such a visceral reaction every time I think about it. So that part of the world's really tarnished for me.
Yeah, okay.
And so I don't talk about it in front of any of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so that's weird. Anyway, we got through that. The next day was fun as well. Yeah, but we'll talk about that another time. Or we won't, whatever. I was in Thailand. This is the best experience. I don't know if it is, but again, it's the first thing that popped into my head. I was in Thailand and I was getting measured. What are you like?
Just our jokes that we were making about Thailand on stage.
Yeah.
Which this is a different story.
So. It is a different story, even though I started out with the words I was getting measured. I was getting measured for a suit and had the most amazing conversation with the tailor about his spirituality and his Buddhist beliefs and just a whole bunch of really amazing stories that he told me about how he'd grown up and his spiritual upbringing and what he believed in and how, and then specific stories about Buddha and stuff, and it really, really quite profound. So I ended up, so I think I was probably in there with him for like an hour and a half or 2 hours just
awesome.
Chatting. Yeah, it's great. And the suit was good too.
Oh, good.
So that's good. So that's when I was younger and I used to think I really liked travelling by myself. Those are the experiences that I feel like I can only have when I'm by myself, when I'm not thinking about the person who's travelling with me or my partner who might be sitting there.
Yeah, you don't have those experiences when other people are around.
Nah, look, I mean, I think maybe I'm a bit... I have often said that I think I'm a bit patronising in the way I... don't give other people enough credit to have their own experience in a particular situation. So I think to myself, I wouldn't have that interaction that I had with the tailor if my partner was sitting there waiting for me.
Right.
Who's to say that they wouldn't want to be involved as well? But my brain says, no, this is the thing I'm doing, not the thing that all three of us could do,
mm-hmm.
which is a bit shit of me.
I don't know. I think that's...
It comes from... I feel like it comes from the right place where I don't want to be selfish.
Yeah.
And... But I'm not very good at sharing.
Do you think so?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to know whether you're good at stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got another question for you. I have to get up and walk
around. Should we save that for the next episode?
Oh, all right, then.
Because I feel like maybe we should do a song.
We can do a song. People might wonder why I may have just been walking around. I'm not with you anymore. But I noticed that the video camera was going, I'm out of battery.
What does that mean?
That there may be no image shortly. All right, well, maybe we should stop. And
well, before we stop, though, let's talk about the... Oh, unless... Are we still... Are we... Yep, okay. hello. Hey, it's just me.
Hey, we're still
Where's
on.
It gone? It was right here a moment ago. So, if you have song requests...
Yes.
If you would like to be a guest on our show...
So we can ask you all these kinds of wacky questions as well. And you can...
Don't frighten them off before they've even got here.
No.
Or
I'll be gentle.
If you...
and with
or
the
if
questions.
You'd like to... yes, exactly. And with the spit wiping. If you'd like to nominate a guest, if you've got someone that you think would like to come on here and talk about like what they're doing in their lives. Yeah. We've certainly got a couple of people in mind.
Yep.
And mostly our frame of reference... I was going to say he's mostly musicians. I don't know if that's actually strictly speaking true. But anyway, we know a lot of musos who do a lot of stuff completely aside from the muso stuff.
Yeah.
So that's probably going to... They're the sorts of people that are going to be our first port of call so we can talk to people that actually do things outside of music, like their hobbies and their...
Other pursuits.
Yeah. So if you've got someone if you are one of those people or you've got someone who you think is one of those people, get in touch with us. You can email us at touringcircus@gmx.com. touringcircus@gmx.com. It'll be in the show notes. And also you can get in touch with us through Facebook, which is all the Facebook stuff, /touringc.
Very good.
And if you're watching this on YouTube, you already know the YouTube address, so... Well done, you.
I'm going to be the presser this time.
All right, dude, you be the presser.
Yeah, I love watching the, like,
hand the presser
go towards...
Dom the presser. That's what I should have sung.
Bye.